We begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Siman Tzadik Vav, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Dinei Tfilas Arvus V'dinei Havdalah. Sif Aleph Noigim Shemachmet Tfilas Arvus. The minig is to delay saying Ma'ariv Amatzoi Shabbos, Davening Ma'ariv Amatzoi Shabbos, Ube Amiris V'Hurachim V'Baruchu. When we say Hurachim before the Ma'ariv V'Baruchu, Mamshichim B'Nigin, we stretch it out, Kedei L'Hoysif M'Chol Al HaKodesh, to add from Chol to Kodesh to make it more, to make Shabbos. Because every moment of Shabbos is precious, and therefore, says the Bahag, we want to hold on to those precious moments, and it doing so is a way to preventing any problems and having Hatzlacha. And as we're going to learn also, the Neshamas that are unfortunately in Gehenim are delayed from going back to Gehenim by us delaying weekday, by us delaying Matzah Shabbos, Kedei L'Hoysev Mechol HaKodesh. And the other most important factor is that we add to Shabbos, and there are many that suggest that the mitzvah of adding to Shabbos, both before Shabbos and after Shabbos, may be a mitzvah deraisa. And it's appropriate that when we are delaying the Shabbos going out, we have in mind that we are trying to fulfill this important mitzvah of bringing Shabbos to the world. And of course, doing the opposite, just waiting for Shabbos to end, is highly inappropriate. But Tfilas Arvus Omrim Atochanatanu. But Tfilas Arvus we say Atochanatanu during the brach of Atochanin. From Shachaf Alayama, if somebody forgot, Im Neska Kodim Shabbos Hashem and a bracha, if he realized before he said the shame. Omer b'makom sheniskar, say it as you remember. V'goymer v'omer chenein v'chulon, then finish the end of the bracha. Avolam lo niska ad la'achash omers Hashem. If you didn't realize you missed atochan ton until you said baruch ato Hashem. Goymer sa bracha chayin adas, finish the bracha v'ein chayin adas. V'ein chayzen, you don't go back. So yavda ach kach al kois. We're going to say havdola anyway. Rak yizor shlo lasa shum alocha. One should be most careful not to do anything, v'shalayotim klum, or taste anything, kodim shiavdol akos, before he makes havdolah. Yontif, that falls on Matzah Shabbos, and somebody forgot to say v'toydi'enu, as soon as you begin saying v'titilonu Hashem elokeinu, again, you don't go back v'toydi'enu. If possible, if you skipped atachanatanu, you should say it in alakai netzar, after you say the first Yul Ratzon, before you say the second Yul Ratzon. The Masa Malacha, if somebody did any Malacha, time Tzarech Laksel, Spal, before saying Havdalah, if he did any Malacha, 8, he has to daven Meirv again. Misha Enle Kersla Havdalah, Shachalai Matachanatanu, somebody who doesn't have the opportunity to say Havdalah, and he also didn't say, Atachanatanu has different Yeshle Dinim Achreinim. There are many disputes around this din. Therefore, the best thing is that after somebody davened Shemon Esrei and forgot to say Atochan Atanu, he should say Baruch Hamada Ben Kodesh L'chol before doing any Melacha. Some say just saying Shvua Tov or Gotvach, or some say Got Fin Avram. All of that is enough to take care of this issue that you don't have to daven. You don't have to daven Ma'ariv again. And there are those that say that this halacha only applies if you want to do Melacha Gemura, a full-fledged malacha. But doing something insignificant, like putting on a light, may not have this halacha may not be applicable. Sebeiz lach Shemon Esrei, after finishing the Shemon Esrei, we say Omer Chatzi Kaddish, Nachach Omer, we say V'yinoyim, Lefi Shu Mizbeh Shebracha, it's a mizbeh that represents a bracha, Shebai Berich Moshe Yisrael B'Shosh, Shesim Malach Samishkan, that was what Moshe Rabbeinu said when Klai Yisrael finished building the Mishkan, V'yesh Lo Omer Me'umid, we should say it's standing, and it's appropriate, the minhag is to say the last pasuk twice. Oirich yom v'gomer. Akach oimer v'at kadosh. We say the kedusha. Shishayach l'vinoim. We say the whole seder that we say every morning by avodat zion. Shayidei melechsa mishkan. Just like when Moshe Rabbeinu said it. Then when the mishkan was built, shar shechina b'Yisrael. The shechina came down and rested amongst us. And that's what we mean when we say V'ata Kodesh Yoshev Tils Yisrael. Imchal Yontif B'Shvu Abba. But if next week there's going to be a Yontif, even Be'erev Shabbos, then ain't Omer Vehinoim Vat the Kaddish. The Kim Shomer Vehinoim. Since one of the Psukim Vehinoim is Mas Yedeinu Koinano, we're asking that our work should be blessed. Sarach Shiyah Koshesh Yisayamim Ruil Malacha. It has to be a week that all the 6 days of the week are days that we work. The Kimin Shein Lam Vehinoim. So once if there's a yontif during the week, we don't say v'inayim. Gam v'at kaddish ein imrim, so we don't say v'at kaddish either. The shaykh v'adadi at the kaddish v'inayim travel together. If erev Pesach falls on erev Shabbos, they're different menhagim if we say v'inayim. If erev Kippur falls on Friday, everybody agrees we say v'inayim. And erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, we also certainly say v'inayim. After saying v'inayim and at the kaddish, omrim kaddish shalom. We say kaddish shalom. V'akach omrim v'yitin l'cha, and then we say v'yitin l'cha. There are different menhagim about when v'yitin l'cha is said. Some say it after, as we just learned, after v'inayim, and some say it after havdalah. That was Dominic Darizal that he said it at home after havdalah. But if he davened in a shul where the minig was that they said v'yitin l'cha on the shul, he said it along with them. V'yitin l'cha said even if there's a yontif during the week, there's a different menhagim if you say v'yitin l'cha on Matzah Shabbos Chol Hamoed. If yontif is on Matzah Shabbos, everybody agrees that we don't say v'yitin l'cha. V'yitin l'cha is a tefillah that we should be successful in our work, and of course on yontif we don't work. And similarly, if Tisha B'Av is on Matzah Shabbos, we don't say V'yitin L'cha. Because I haricha shemaricha l'acha tefillas arvus Matzah Shabbos, this that we add all these tefillas after the tefillas of arvus Matzah Shabbos, k'dei sh'yisi yisrael b'ashlamis tadreyim, we want people to say all these tefillas, k'dei l'harach l'shoyim l'achas l'gehenim, this will delay the Rishoyim from going into Gehenim, k'im mamtinam l'hem, they don't open up Gehenim, so to speak, Matzah Shabbos, until everybody says all these tefillas. Sif Gimel, Shem Shemitz L'Kadosh Shabbos B'Knesos L'Kos Yayin, just like there's a mitzvah at the beginning of Shabbos to say Kiddush and a cup of wine, Kach Mitzvah L'Kadosh B'Tziyos L'Kos Yayin, so too when Shabbos ends, we say Havdalah and a cup of wine, the Hainu B'Havdalah. And the Schar and the Schusim that come to for somebody who properly makes Havdalah is somebody that's the way you will have children who are Talmid Chachamim, who it's a tzchus to have Olam Haba. Havdalah, many say sitting, some say standing. It should be said still wearing Shabbos Kodesh, still wearing big day Shabbos. We make a bracha on the psalm on the ner. The gam noshim chayovas b'avdola. Women are also obligated in avdola. V'alkein yishma heita berachas avdola, and therefore they should listen to avdola. But there are those that disagree about women's obligation in avdola. And therefore, it's most preferable that women should hear avdola from men. If there's no man available, then she can make her own avdola, and if there are boys that are close to the bar mitzvah, some are lenient that you can rely on them. But under all circumstances, they should say Baruch HaMavdol. Because if women are chayiv and avdol medaraisa, and men are chayiv and avdol medaraisa, so men, by having said atuchan on tanu, now their obligation is only drabonon. And if women haven't said anything, their chayiv is a deraisa. Now we have an issue of somebody who's mechuyev in the midrash midrabbanon being able to be mitzi somebody's mechuyev in the raisa. Therefore, the best thing is that the woman should also say Baruch HaMavdol before Avdalah. So then they're equivalent. Nobody has more than a chiyev drabbanon. But makom shimtzal elim tzayin, in a place where wine is not available, mavdin al shecher could use beer or made vash, any type of significant beverage. Oshamashkin shechama medina chutzman amayim. Water is never an option. Siftal kim shegiv bein hashmoshes. Once it's bein hashmoshes, Shabbos after evening. Osalach alosh the shum dover. One may not eat or drink chutzman amayim Kodem Avdola, unless only water. Achmish Marach Basuda Shlishis. If somebody is still in the middle of Shal Shudas, Afil Atay Chalayla, even if it's going all the way into the night, and he's just continuing the Shal Shudas Mutter. Kim Shesku Beheter, since he began Shal Shudas in a time that he was allowed to begin it. Mutter Lishdash Gam Kodesh Kodesh Birchas Hamazon. One could drink from the kais on which Birchas Hamazon was said. Neshugam Ken Shaykh Lasuda, it's connected to the meal. However, this halacha only applies. V'dafke shidaka darka levarach tamar al kais. He always benches on a kais. Amish levarach lepam b'loy kais. Somebody who doesn't always say birchas hamazon al kais. Neshe somech al paiskin the birchas hamazon enter on the kais. He relies on the opinion that you don't have to have a cup of wine for birchas hamazon. Also loy lishtes atam a kais birchas hamazon. He may not drink by the kais of the birchas hamazon. Kaidim avdala. Sif hey. Gam malacha in last is left kaidim avdala. One should not do any malacha before the avdala, because until avdala there's still kedusha Shabbos, and as long as it's kedusha Shabbos, we shouldn't do malacha. Also, it's kavod Shabbos that until we properly escort the Shabbos, we should not do malacha. Noshim tzrichus ladlik neres kaidim avdala. And women who light candles before we say the Avdala, Yomer Tchila, before they light the candles, they should say, Baruch Hamad Ben Kodesh L'chol, Ben Oil L'chosh Ben Yisrael Amim, Ben Yomer Shvil Shesh Shemei Masa, Baruch Hamad Ben Kodesh L'chol. Ben Chal Yontav Ben Yom Rishon, but if Yontav is on Sunday, and we make Avdala on Matzah Shabbos, which is Yontav, we don't conclude the Avdala with the Baruch Hamad Ben Kodesh L'chol, rather we say, Hamavdol Ben Kodesh L'chol.